Security Council has once again postponed the vote on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. After already delaying the vote for one day, the council convened on Wednesday to consider a resolution advocating for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict and an increase in humanitarian aid deliveries. Following hours of intense negotiations, the United States requested that the vote be deferred until 10 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-the-year news conference, Blinken emphasized that Israel has the right and obligation to defend itself. He added that the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact with the ability to continue attacking Israel. GOP frontrunner and former President Donald Trump intends to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after being excluded from Colorado's 2024 presidential ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court made a party-line decision of 4-3, citing Trump's connection to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot as a breach of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. In response, Trump criticized the ruling, calling it a completely flawed decision. Over 10,000 undocumented immigrants are crowded into cramped detention centers in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, which is overwhelmed by a surge. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez believes the situation is merely the beginning.
There's more people in the pipeline, and I suspect Christmas will be worse than today. And New Year's will be worse than today. We're going the absolute wrong direction.
He proposes deploying additional immigration judges to the border, aiming to expedite the processing of cases from years to days. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Senator John Fetterman believes that the perspectives of young voters on the Israel-Hamas war are being influenced by TikTok. According to a recent New York Times-Siena poll, among voters under 30, President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the war is a low 20%. The Pennsylvania Democrat conveyed to CNN that TikTok users may have a distorted view of reality that does not accurately reflect the actual situation. Fetterman, a staunch supporter of Israel since the October 7th Hamas attack, shared his observations on the impact of social media on young voters' perceptions. IKEA is facing disruptions caused by attacks on ships in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels. The parent company, Inter IKEA Group, stated that the situation in the Suez Canal will result in delays and may cause availability constraints for certain IKEA products. Turns out, being in your birthday suit is good for your health. Corey Myers tells you how.
Health experts say sleeping naked can promote a good night's rest. Studies have shown that keeping cool can help you fall asleep faster, with the ideal bedroom temperature somewhere between 60 and 67 degrees. Cooling your body also promotes better sleep quality, healthier skin, and has even been linked to less stress and anxiety.
And the Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of tonight's drawing. Should someone win, they would have the option to receive a lump sum of $286 million or annual payments. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.